Hey, hey, sex fans, welcome back. Today is Wednesday, November 2nd, 2011, and you are lucky enough to be listening to the podcast edition of Dr. Dick's Sex Advice with an Edge. And I'm your host, that savagely scintillating sexologist, Dr. Dick. I got a totally kick-ass show in store for you today, my friends. I am so stoked to welcome not just one, but two very special guests to this Sex Wisdom program. Celeste Hirschman and Danielle Harrell are fellow sexologists, acclaimed authors, innovative therapists, and all-around fabulous people. I am so proud to share a microphone with these remarkable women. Celeste and Danielle developed their very own unique approach to sex therapy. They are indeed among the movers and shakers in the field of human sexuality who are making news and helping us take a fresh look at our sexual selves. Celeste and Danielle invite you to visit them on their site, cleverly named CelesteandDanielle.com. And from there, you'll be able to link to their amazing blog. But that's not all. They're also on Facebook and Twitter, too. Look for all of these links in the posting that accompanies this podcast on my site, drdicksexadvice.com. Now, before we get started, we have a word from our sponsor, hotplussizelingerie.com. That's right. They're the treasure trove of sexually stimulating lingerie, hosiery, bodysuits, costumes, shoes, and much, much more. Look for their lovely banner in the sidebar of my site, drdicksexadvice.com. Did you know that hotplussizelingerie.com is the leader in sexy plus-size lingerie and intimate apparel on the net? Well, they are, don't you know? They carry one of the largest selections of the latest, and I might add, hottest styles from the leading lingerie designers in the industry. And they always offer their customers their lowest price guarantee. Why, you even get free shipping for orders over $75. Our friends at Hot Plus Size Lingerie suggest that you sign up to receive advance notification on all their insider promotions that will save you oodles of cash. So go ahead, browse, shop, enjoy, and always feel free to contact them with any questions or comments you might have. And when you visit them, be sure to tell them Dr. Dick sent you. Again, look for the Hot Plus Size Lingerie banner in the sidebar of my site. You'll be so glad you did. Okay, on with the show. Welcome, Celeste and Danielle, and thank you for schlepping on over to DrDickSexAdvice.com. It's an honor to have you, my fellow sexologist, join me for this Sex Wisdom podcast. I know our little get-together is a little overdue. Actually, it's long overdue, but at least we're here making it happen now. And now that you're finally here, would you like to say hello to the nice people?
Yes, hello. It's so great to finally be on your show.
Definitely. Hi.
Good, good, good. So it has been, I think we toyed with the idea of doing this podcast a year ago even, and now we're finally making it happen, so yay for us.
Yay.
So, listen, since there are two of you, I'd like to do something a bit different today. I'd like each of you to introduce the other to our audience. Tell us lots of interesting stuff, like where she was born, where did she grow up, does she like muscle magazines and gladiator movies, is she really as charming and delightful as she appears in your videos. Let's start with you, Danielle. Would you introduce that adorable woman sitting next to you?
Yes, of course. Celeste is a very amazing woman. And
you always liked her best. Yay.
And yes, she was born in San Francisco. And she was a very horny.
That's okay.
What I know about her. That's like,
you get to retaliate pretty soon, Danielle.
And I just know how she presents herself. So I think about it.
True, it's true, Dr. Dick. What can I say?
And she really did her whole life explorations around sexuality. And when she went to school and tried to really officially get her master's, which she did in human sexuality from San Francisco State, she actually found out that they actually do not talk about sex at all. They just talk about research about sex and all kind of stuff like that, which is very important. But Celeste really wanted to do something around sexuality and help people practically to have their amazing sexual connections and amazing sexuality. So she joined the Sexological Bodywork Training, where she met me. It's very funny to talk about it on the other end, by the way. And that's where we met. And since then, we developed an amazing practice together and a special method working with individuals and couples that's called the Somatica Method. And we later will talk to you more about that.
Great. Good, good, good. So, Celeste, your turn. Who is that gorgeous creature sitting next to you?
The gorgeous creature sitting next to me is Dr. Danielle Harrell, and she loves Muscle Magazine. No.
I knew one of you would.
She was actually born in Israel, and she was... What?
Israel.
Yeah. She was brought up in a much more conservative environment than I was. I was in the hippie world. And so for her, she's gone through a lifelong journey of really discovering herself as a sexual person and kind of opening up to her sexuality and overcoming the kind of shame that comes from a more traditional upbringing. And she was a master. She got her master's in social work, and she was a social worker in the Army. So she's also a military woman, which I think is really hot.
Does she have a great uniform?
She can use a gun, if you know what I mean.
I love it.
She embarrasses me.
I embarrass her.
Yay!
And then she came to the States, and she got her PhD in human sexuality studies. And so... Dr. Dick, meet Dr. Danielle, and we met in this program that was part of her PhD at the Institute for Advanced Study of Human Sexuality, and it's the Sexological Bodywork Training, which we now teach, which was actually begun by Dr. Joseph Kramer, who, sort of revolutionized when the whole HIV thing came through. A lot of gay men were not receiving any touch, and he created this practice of sexological body work to make sure that men were still receiving this touch, and then it turned into a profession that is for men and women and couples, but that was the root of it. So that's where we met, and we teach the training now together.
Wow.
In San Francisco.
Yes.
In Castro.
In the Castro, did you say?
No, in San Francisco at the Institute for Advanced Study of Human Sexuality, which is like on Franklin.
Right. So we have lots and lots and lots in common. The Institute is where I got my PhD way in the past before you guys were probably even born. So there. And Joseph Kramer and I were classmates at the Jesuit School of Theology in Berkeley. I think Joseph left the seminary before he was ordained. I, of course, went on to be ordained. And so isn't it a small world?
And it is.
It is indeed that. So you guys both, you found one another at the Institute. And so what made you decide to work together? I mean, was it like kind of love at first sight? And did you know that the other was, this is a great connection, great woman, can't wait to launch a practice together?
I just felt like we had so much mutual respect and such a similar vision of what it was that we wanted to do and how we wanted to do it. We wanted a very embodied, practical approach to sexuality, to sexuality expansion and relationship connection. And so we, I think that was what drew us together, because we're not, we don't just want to talk about things. Danielle and I are doers. And so when we work with our clients, it's all about practice and experiencing and learning what's possible in your body and in connection, in intimacy with other people.
Great. That's so wonderful. I mean, I often talk to people in this program who are very intellectually inclined, and happily so. I mean, it's a wonderful, endeavor. But, that really hands-on kind of approach is something that really appeals to me, and so I'm happy that we're having this opportunity to chat. So by way of further opening our chat, I'd like you guys to take us on a little spin around Celeste and Danielle.com. There is so much deliciousness there, and who better to tell us all about it than you guys? So there's several tabs at the top of the page, as I recall. The first one is therapy, and this is the somatic method that you mentioned briefly before. Can you go into this more deeply? What is it? How does this differ from methods employed by other sex therapists?
Right. Well, I think, other sex therapists are usually licensed by the state, which means that they cannot do any kind of experiential work with their clients. Yes. They give everybody homework, which is, it's okay, but a lot of times people don't, as you probably know, and I know, a lot of times people don't do their homework.
It's so true.
So we have people do their homework right in our office, and a lot of people say, does that mean people are having sex in front of you? Well, not usually. Usually it means people are touching, kissing, talking about their emotions, and connecting with each other in intimate ways in front of us, and we're helping them be more passionate and desirous and, look at each other in ways that maybe they never did before or haven't since they first got together. And so we really use a very experiential approach. There are people who do more like body work or body-based stuff, and there are people who do more therapeutic, and we have combined the two, and I think that's what's revolutionary about our method, and I think that's why transformation happens so quickly for our clients, because we combine both this intellectual and the experiential piece of sex therapy.
How cool. So give us some background to how you came up with Somatica.
Wow, we brainstorm, and we came with something that sounds like somatic is of the body, and
right.
The tie is kind of like erotica, so it has this like sensual sound to it.
Oh, I love it, by the way. That's totally
thank
great.
Thank you.
That's totally great. So you refer to yourselves as coaches, right? Why is that?
Well, we refer to ourselves as sex coaches and relationship therapists. We both consider ourselves to be coaches and therapists in that coaching is more of that practical, let's really get down and do it. And therapy is more like, okay, let's dive into the deep emotional underpinnings. And Danielle and I actually have training in both of those approaches.
I see. Do people seek you out for one or the other and then discover that you are both?
It's
really, hey, come here, little boy. I've got something for you.
I think people seek out help. They don't care what's the name of the help. They just seek out help.
It's true.
And they want something that's actually going to work for them, and that's what we provide. So we have very successful results in our practice.
Huh. Interesting. Good, good, good. And that really, as you suggest, Danielle, that is the proof of the pudding, is if it works. Because there's a lot of stuff out there that, I think intellectually and on paper looks really good, but it's not all that helpful.
Yeah, absolutely. Danielle is a genius at getting people to have sex with each other who have stopped having sex. Which I think is, so many relationships have these problems, and it's just...
Right.
It's amazing how she does it.
Thank you, honey.
Yeah, you got to bottle that, Danielle. So let's talk briefly about your new book, Cockfidence, The Extraordinary Lover's Guide to Being the Man You Want to Be and Driving Women Wild. You have this blurb on your site. Whether you are single, dating, or in a relationship, this book will show you how to attract sexual desire from women and bring them to the heights of their erotic and orgasmic potential. You will find your personal power, clarify who you are and what you want your life to be, and have mind-blowing sex and passionate connections with women. That's like totally amazing. And you, how much do you charge for this book? Like, it must be like $10,000 a copy.
Right. I know, can you believe it? It's only $20.
Get out. So this is predominantly for straight guys, right?
It is predominantly for straight guys, although I would say that, you know, it's really our philosophy of how to be a human being in this world, in relationship and in sexuality. So I think anybody can benefit. And we've definitely had gay men say it was a great book for them. We've definitely had tons of women say it was a great book for them, because the whole second half of the book is, you know, how to be a great lover to women. And we call it for women, like, what's on the menu? You can read this half of the book and say, oh, I want some of that and I want some of that. You know, I'll have a little bit of that, please, and a little harder there. So so for women, I think it's really helpful. And I think any man can really benefit from, especially the first half of the book, because it's all about how to be true to yourself in relationships. So it doesn't matter who you're in relationship with. It's like, can I really ask for what I want? Can I really be who I am? Can I have boundaries? Can I have passion about my life? So that's the whole first half of the book as well.
Right. So that's where confidence comes from. It's the play on word of confidence, about owning one's eroticism, being comfortable in one's skin. Is that basically it?
Absolutely. And knowing how to stay connected and intimate with another person while really still being true to yourself.
Right. And that's possible, you say.
It is possible.
And that's because you're asking it because it is very challenging, right?
It's so true.
Yeah, it is very challenging, and we really help people be who they are. Otherwise, you know, like, what's the point of living your life if you're not who you are, if you constantly try to be something else?
Right. And so many of us, we always, or popularly, we are hearing women talking about how, you know, there's society puts so many demands on them and, you know, so many expectations and discounts their sexuality. But men experience a lot of the same kinds of things. And it really gets in the way of, you know, being authentically us as men and as lovers.
Absolutely. And I think in this book we address a lot of things that other books around sexuality and relationship don't, because, you know, for men we talk about clarifying your relationship to porn, we talk about sexual dysfunction and how to deal with that and overcome it. And so there's a lot of information in a very, you know, small, compact, like, we had one person say, this is the least redundant book I've ever read. There is so much information in here. So.
And we were really committed to be, you know, for things not to repeat themselves,
right.
Because
right.
I hate reading the how-to books that kind of like self-help books that like you just have one grain of idea and then you write about it in 500 pages. So here every chapter is unique and every word is really counted.
Good. So I want to finish the tour of your site and then come back to talk about your book a little bit more, if that's okay.
Great.
Good. So let's move on to the next tab, which is workshops. And you have one for men and two for women, right?
Well, we have done a lot of different workshops. Our workshops are kind of always transforming over time. We have different offerings, but we have one main workshop, which was the first workshop Danielle and I ever did together, which was our men's workshop on how to be a great lover to women. And the book, a lot of the book came out of that, and it's been our most consistent and popular workshop all along.
And that's and the same title as your book, Confidence.
Yes, exactly.
And then from that, correct me if I'm wrong, but from that you've developed two other workshops predominantly for women or exclusively for women?
Yeah, we have two workshops for women, and one of the workshops for women is coming up next Thursday evening. And it's only $50, which is amazing to get all the information that we're going to pack into those 3 hours and experience. And it's really for women on how to clarify what they want in relationship. You don't have to be in a relationship, whether you're single or in a relationship doesn't matter, but to figure out exactly what they want, to know how to communicate it, to see how sex and sexuality fits into all of that for themselves, what they get out of it. And so, you know, we're going to have a lot of fun. We like to play when we're in workshops. We'll probably laugh a lot and learn a lot and cry a lot and all of those wonderful things that women do that we love to do and find out, you know, how we want our relationships to be and how we might be blocking that from happening.
Oh, interesting. So these are exclusively for women or predominantly for women?
It's exclusively for women.
Got it. Okay. Danielle, you were going to add something? Yes?
Yeah, sorry, I just said that it's really about understanding your pattern in relationship and how you stop yourself from actually getting what you want, and then how to make your communication effective
right.
so you get
right,
what you want.
Right. And overcoming that is, you know, worth millions of dollars, not just 50, it seems to me, because that is precisely what gets in the way of us forming healthy and long-term and life-affirming relationships, regardless of, you know, the person we choose to be in relationship with, I'm guessing.
Yes.
Right. The next tab that you have is called Vacations, which immediately caught my eye, because God knows I need one badly. And under that, you have Erotic Intensives for Men and Passionate Vacations. Could you elaborate a bit on that?
Yeah, so we have people coming from all over the world and from all over the United States to meet with us, and we created a 3-day intensive for those who desire to come and meet with us, where we really tailor it to their needs, but work on the issues that they bring and add technique and everything they can fit in 10 hours.
And I want to say that we also have 2 male colleagues who are now working with our practice. And so, you know, whether it's a man who wants to work with a man or a couple who wants to work with a woman, or we can help people with, you know, in whatever way that they want to work. And people come in for erotic intensives where it's just focusing on their own sexuality for men, or
women.
A retreat to just pamper yourself and refine that inner glow, and then, you know, for couples to ignite that spark or reignite that spark.
How cool. So this is an immersive kind of thing. People can come in. Do they stay at, you know, a nice hotel? Do you, you know, show them around town besides the other kind of stuff, the sexuality kind of thing?
So we give them a list of possible places that they might want to explore around sexuality in San Francisco, because it's such an amazing city, right? I mean, you know, there's all sorts of things to explore. So we give them a list of sex experiences that they might want to enjoy.
Nice.
We just spend 10 hours with them over those 3 days, and the rest of the time is theirs to, be in a nice hotel and to walk by the water and to have romantic dinners. Where you're overlooking the whole city, so that, you know, they can create the rest of their vacation, and we definitely have recommendations. And then we also work with them as a couple or as individuals to help them expand.
Fabulous. The next 2 tabs you have is media and newsletter. And damn, if you 2 aren't the multimedia mavens of good sex. Holy cow. It's so amazing. I mean, you're like right out there doing all this wonderful kind of stuff, both written and video, which I'm just totally impressed.
Thank you.
So you also have a tab called Shop. What can we look for in your shop?
So we have a teleclass that Celeste created. It's a teleclass on controlling ejaculation. That's a problem that many men have in our culture. So that's a very scientific and experiential and practical way of starting your path on controlling ejaculation.
And it actually has 2 different levels to it. So the first level is just basics, foundational, and the second level is like full body orgasm and multi-orgasm.
Wow.
Men. And so it's a 2-hour teleclass that breaks down both like the basic level of just like lasting as long as you want to last, and then the more advanced level of like, you know, just having it be endless, basically.
Wow. And this is available to anybody, any place, as long as they have an internet connection. Is that what I'm understanding?
Exactly. It's just a streaming, it's just me talking, and I take you through breath exercise and masturbation exercise, so you really learn how to do it. We're not just theorizing. You're actually practicing right there during the teleclass.
Right. Then there's a tab that is called About, which is about you guys, and I really love this part. It says, there are 1,000 paths to enlightenment and happiness. Why not take the one that is most pleasurable? Your eroticism can be this path. When given the knowledge to connect with this inner source of intuition, guidance, and power, plus the freedom to express it, you can experience unlimited erotic energy, creativity, and pleasure. We believe in the transformative power of pleasure because we have experienced the transformation in our own lives. So my question to you guys, and I hope you don't mind me asking something that is so deep, is why is it that no spiritual path or philosophies of life speak of the power of pleasure and eroticism?
Well, I'm not sure that none do. I mean, I think, you know, some of them have some connection with it. And I think that, you know, in the U.S., for example, we talk about Tantra. We don't really talk about the full practice of it, which is, you know, which is sort of a lifelong study. But there is a part of it that is about the power of sexual energy. But most religions are very repressive of sexuality. And I think that's because shame is a really powerful force of control over people. If you say, you know, if you say, if you do, you can't do this, 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 and this, and I will save you if you happen to fall, then you are putting yourself in a position of power. And I think that's why religion uses sexuality, because it's a drive that every single person has to create a certain level of control. So, you know, I think it's really unfortunate, because when you release, you know, shame and sort of excessive amounts of control over your sexuality, you actually feel more empowered and confident and excited about everything you do, because erotic energy isn't just about sex, it's about life, it's about connection with other people, it's about creativity and passion about what you do in the world. So, you know, I think the repression is actually very, very negative, and the, you know, almost universal way that religion handles it is so unfortunate.
And that sexuality that you talked about, that eroticism, that innate feeling for pleasure, that is born with us. We each come out of the womb with that kind of thing, and it is, you know, the imposition of societal norms and cultural prejudices and religious shaming that we have to learn, that makes us repress those very natural urges that, you know, we are born with.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're born for the desire to touch. We're born with the desire to have sex. Of course, not when we are babies, but later on. But that's like that's why we're actually here, you know, like any other, like any other creatures. We're here to procreate and keep us going.
Yeah. Right. So you guys also have a blog. What's the purpose of that?
We just feel that we want to get a much more broad, you know, we want a more broad audience in order to be able to spread this kind of way of thinking everywhere. So, you know, only so many people can come into our practice and sit with us face to face, but other people need to know that it's okay to be free about your sexuality and that it's okay to communicate your needs to your partner. We want to make sure that everybody has a full arsenal of sex toys in their closet. We have our favorite recommendations, and we also just want to get the word out, because, you know, we know not everybody can come and see us, and we want to make sure that everyone has all of the information that they need. That's also why we wrote the book. You know, we want that information to be accessed by everyone. And we also, that's also why we're training new practitioners, because we want people to have the opportunity to have this more full, expansive experience around sex therapy and coaching that you can't get yet in a lot of places.
I'll say.
What's also great about the blog is that you can subscribe to it, and then you get it once.
Right.
And then it's a kind of a reminder, hey, you know, you have sexuality. How about you think that?
It's so true.
Sometimes you forget about it.
Right.
And that's a big essence of what we teach many of our clients, is how to carry this juice of eroticism into their lives without making it something that looks bad or creepy or uncomfortable, but how to celebrate your sexuality every minute of your life, because that's who we are. We are sexual beings.
Yes.
So.
Right. So with all this stuff going on, you guys are so busy. When do you find time to touch yourselves impurely?
I know. You can hardly find time to masturbate anymore. It's so bad.
Oh, my God.
Thank God for vibrators, Dick. I'm telling you.
I love it. So let's talk a little bit about sexological bodywork. What is that precisely, and who can benefit by it?
So sexological bodywork, as we said at the beginning, was created by Dr. Joseph Kramer, and he's the godfather of sexological bodywork. It's a profession that is taught now in Canada, in Europe, and in Australia, and we might be actually bringing it even to Israel next year.
Oh,
that's
cool.
Plan. And definitely in California. The only place that gives a certificate that's kind of like recognized by the state is the state of California through the Institute for Advanced Study of Human Sexuality, and that's where we teach the training. It takes place once a year, and if people are interested, that's the time to begin interviewing for it, and it starts in February and goes through March.
And I just want to say it's one of the most profoundly, personally transformative experiences that I've ever had in my life. And we see our students go through, and they're not only becoming professionals in the field of sexuality, somatic sexologists, they're also fully experiencing their own connection with their sexuality. So some people take it just as personal development. Other people want to do it as a profession. And it's basically hands-on adult sexuality education. And when, you know, we do 6 weeks online and then we do 2 weeks here in San Francisco. And during those 2 weeks, everybody's practicing with everybody else. It's a group, a communal erotic experiencing.
Wow.
So it is quite profound and not something that we have available in, you know, almost any other part of our culture.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, I'm just looking at my clock and I see that our time for today is up. And I can't let you go without telling us more about all the kind of stuff that we've initiated conversation about today. Can I invite you back for next week?
Sure.
They hesitated. Oh my God. Do we want to talk to him anymore? No. Well, this is wonderful. So we will get back with you again next week. But before we go today, would you give us your website address and walk us around a little bit, and then we'll visit you in cyberspace in the interim?
Sure. It's www.celesteanddanielle.com. CelesteAndDanielle.com. Yes, we would love to see you there.
And we can buy your book on your website?
You can.
And we can also find out about all the other programs and workshops and stuff there as well.
Absolutely. And our book is also available on Kindle.
Okay, cool. So yeah. Until next week, then, we will be visiting you in cyberspace.
Yes, and we totally recommend people to check the blog. It has abundance of beautiful information about our philosophy and the way we think, and a lot of it is very different than what you see in other places. So subscribe to our blog and get new updates on a regular basis.
Cool beans. So until next week, ta-ta.
Ta-ta.
Bye.
What a terrific show. Well, that's it for today, sex fans. Tune in next week at this time for part two of my conversation with Celeste and Danielle, and more Sex Advice with an Edge with your host, me, Dr. Dick. Again, this week's podcast sponsor is HotPlusSizeLingerie.com. Our sponsors have been selling plus-size lingerie on the net for over 5 years. Their site is solely dedicated to the enticing curves of a full-figured woman. Besides plus-size intimate apparel, they carry a huge selection of sexy costumes, hosiery, bodysuits, and jaw-dropping shoes. You won't find a bigger or better selection than HotPlusSizeLingerie.com. And you can always count on their discreet shipping and billing for every order. Look for their flirty banner in the sidebar of my site, drdicksexadvice.com, and visit them today. Until next week, remember, sex is good. And good sex? Why, that's even better. Over and out.